This is Sean Kirker with Voices Live On, Voices of Sailing, and Voices for Veterans, actually U.S. Military Stories. And we've just experienced quite a voyage, haven't we, David?
We absolutely have.
David, what is your last name?
Last name is George, two first names.
And where were you born?
I was born in Wiesbaden, Germany.
In Germany?
Yes. Rhein-Main Air Force Base.
How long did you live there?
I did not live there. We were there about a month, but we were actually stationed in San Vito Air Station in Brindisi, Italy, which is down on the boot tip. And my mother had not been back for probably 45 years, and we took her back last November, my sister, my brother, and myself, to let her see what she experienced way back when with my dad.
That's beautiful. What were your parents' names?
Charles and Susan.
Charles and Susan. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I do. I've got two sisters and a brother, Lisa, Ann, and Mark. And okay. Mark has been at Fagawi about six times. I've been 16 times.
So you went first?
I went first.
How were you first exposed to the Fagawi?
A guy by the name of Bob Solomon kept talking about the sailboat race, and he would tell me every year, and I said, well, let me know. And he would let me know about a week in advance. And I said, I'd like to have a little bit more than a week in advance notice. And then he let me know 16 years ago, about 2 months in advance, so I had enough time, so I came on out. And just had a great time. We actually sailed on other people's boats, and then we all talked after that. Let's get our own boat. So we started to scour the area. A couple years, we had different boats, and we finally found Brian Blank, which is the boat that we're on now. So for the last probably 14 years, we've had one of his offerings.
So what originally really made you motivated to come back?
In the beginning, it's kind of, there's two stories. One is just, I just had fun. I had fun experiencing. Life's about experiences. So it was fun to come out and experience something totally different. How many Indiana people, even though I was born overseas, but how many Indiana people get a chance to sail on the ocean and do a pretty neat regatta with 250 other boats? But the last 8 years have actually been more helpful, where you give a little bit, but you actually gain more in return, which is to help out the different veterans who we've been able to meet. So that's been the reason why I really started to come back, because it started to get old, and it really has kind of ramped up my enthusiasm to help in one small way, to be part of the crew and help give a good memory to some of the people we've met.
And they have new ones every year, new veterans.
That's right. We've got about four or five every year, and it's new each time. Although some of them have had return voyages with us, but at the same time, we have four or five new crew members and teammates at for each one.
So what do you think they get out of it?
I think many times in the beginning, it's just like any time when you meet somebody in the very beginning, a little bit awkward. So on that Friday when we meet at the captain's meeting, it's a little bit awkward. And then once you go through the voyage, you're together all weekend, then you start to get to know them. They open up a little bit. You open up a little bit. So I think they get an appreciation of people who are just here to help us. Some of the people this trip started to talk to me, and they thought that we were a part of an organization. And even though we're helping out Holidays for Heroes, I told them that they didn't realize that this is our vacation. We pay to rent the boat and do the things, and we welcome them as a part of our crew, but it's really a vacation that we do, so I think it was neat for them to know that, you know, we just welcoming them and be a part of it. So I think they get a fun trip, meet some memories. Some of them have had some injuries, so they build friendships for life. We're there to help them going forward. Some of the ones that we've met, we're still in touch with them. If you need help with jobs, if you need help with anything, we're here to help you. We're not just here to meet you for a ride over and then maybe a ride back, but something a little bit more than that.
So what do you do during the day? Did you involve veterans in your daily life in any way?
I'm a civil engineer, probably okay. The fairly boring job. I do real estate development projects, so for a long, long time I did retail. I traveled the entire country. I traveled every single week on a plane when other people would get in the car, so I've got a lot of miles. I basically have seen every state in the Union, a lot of different cities and markets. And since then, the last 4 or 5 years, I've been in residential doing the same type of thing, just not as much travel.
Right.
But as far as veterans, my dad, as I mentioned, was a veteran. My grandfathers were. So my father and my mother, they just grew up and raised us in a certain way that you respect the flag. You respect the different people that are in the military. And when we were in the military, we were in about 8 years total, of which I was around for about five. And we always knew that, you know, Dad could get sent anywhere. So 1966 to about 1972 or three. So it was the Vietnam era. He was never sent to the war zone, but he could have been. And we just knew as a family that wherever Dad was sent, if the family could go, we would go as a group. And if not, then Dad would go and he'd come back to us. But I was raised that way, so that's kind of why Now I think we have a certain environment where you have only 5% serve, 95% don't, but the major thing that the veterans have told me is of the 95%, some are fully supportive of them, some are not, some are somewhere in between. So I think the ones that are fully supportive, we need to do groups like this, because during my daily life, I talk about this trip, I talk about it to my friends, and they before, oh, it's some sailboat trip, but now they, oh, you're helping out the veterans and doing some things at the Indianapolis Sailing Club, and they're getting more engaged to try to help us do some fundraising and just little things to help talk to the military. So I was just raised that way, and I think it's important to give back in some small way.
And how did you get even connected to the sailing club?
Through Bob and some of the other people over there. So I've known Bob for, I guess we counted up, 21 years. And he and I have just been friends. We met through his, through a gal that he dated and married. So I'm friends with both of them, and I just became good friends with Bob. And I like to do a lot of different things. My passion and my hobby is I train in martial arts, and I've done that for about half my life. But it's neat when you meet other people, and they have their passions and their hobbies. Like some people that I know, they do horse racing, and they do some other things with that, where Bob does sailing. And it's just neat to be a part of his role and his life for this trip and some other things through the year, to be a part of other people's hobbies. I think it's important to have a hobby in your life. You can't just do work, work, work. You have to do something to release.
Right.
So it's just been kind of neat to learn and do some things, maybe some small way in the crew, and help us get across the island and back safely.
Well, let's talk about that. So Has there been any situations when you almost capsized?
No, because we have the right amount of keel weight.
Okay.
So we do have weather helm. As you experienced on your first voyage,
yes.
We did get a lot of wind on one day. It's good that I think we had the right amount of wind on the race day with the extra crew members. But there's been some dicey situations over the years. 16 years, you're always going to have some sunny days like today, but you're also going to have some non-sunny. The main one that I will remember is 3 years ago. The first voyage from Newport over to Falmouth was 8 hours of up and down. There was no delay. There was no pause. There was nothing. And everyone just sat there and did their jobs, and they looked at each other, and no one said anything of, are you feeling okay? Because if you did that, everyone knew that that would cause a chain reaction of something
right.
You don't want to see. So that's been my worst experience weather-wise. But, you get through it. The boat's made for it. Bob has built a good crew with the rest of us, and we all kind of know what we're doing, and we just accomplished the mission. And
Do you ever see yourself not going?
I do not. After so many years, like I said, it's just a fun part of my life, and it's just a trip that I do every year. I do some other fun vacations, but this is one that I look forward to as well.
That's great. So as far as what would you like to tell, kind of the people out there as far as what it's – how it's really enriched your life and what they could get out of it?
A couple things. One is, like I mentioned before, in Indianapolis, we're doing some things with the Indianapolis Sailing Club where we're welcoming veterans for a couple ways. One is they can come and they can sail on Wednesdays when they have a little bit of racing. And then after that, there's some fellowship and things at the Indianapolis Sailing Club, and it just helps some veterans, especially ones that have been in the combat zone. A lot of them, they need to talk to others that have been in the combat zone, and it helps them kind of have some decompression, some release. I think that we train them to be warriors, but we don't train them to be civilians again. And some of that can just be meeting the people that are around them. So I think that's one thing that has been, I think, fairly rewarding for me to be a part of, I think, over this time period.
So what would you like to say to Bob?
I appreciate Bob's friendship. Like I said, I've known him for 21 years, and I've watched Bob grow and blossom into, he was someone that just came out and, wanted to compete in a boat. He's always been very patriotic. Everyone on this boat is very patriotic. We take, we understand what the national anthem means, and we do that not just on this trip, but on our daily lives. So all those types of people gravitate towards Bob, but I've seen Bob blossom into a leader, not just on this boat, but a leader in the Fagawi organization, which is, I'm the type of person, what I don't need to help 1,000 people, I just want to help 3 or 4 or 5 at any one moment. So in some small way, by having this trip, we've helped 4 or 5 over this weekend, and we'll do the same thing next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. Maybe they've had an injury, and they're repairing their spirit, repairing their body. They go on this trip, we give them a fun time, some great memories, and they move on to their new life. And hopefully in some small way we can help them do that.
Well, I've really enjoyed hanging out with you and getting to know you as well.
Are you coming back?
Are you a lifer now? I think they're going to pull me back.
Okay.
But I love it. Yeah. It's really, overall, because there's so many levels to it of being able to travel along the coast, but then having this epic event that you're also doing good at the same time, and to be able to be inside the nuclei of the scenario and to be able to hear the stories, it's been a monumental thing for myself, and I didn't even think about when I began to develop the company how it could grow, and this is a beautiful way to be able to see how it can really expand and let the stories of how people enjoy this whole situation influence others and make them realize what is important about helping the vets and just all aspects of it.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I love it.
I've enjoyed getting to know you. I'm not the most boisterous person, but I think everybody's made different. Yep. Where it's funny how you start a trip. I don't really know this person or that person. And when you get done, and even if you get a couple more years under your belt, then you really get to know different people and their personalities, and you appreciate each person. So good to get to know you, and look forward to seeing you over the next year and then also competing next year.
That's right. Well, I appreciate your time. These are going to be connected to Operation Set Sail when Bob gets the site up, which is his nonprofit for having veterans teach veterans how to sail and how to work as a team in the sailing world, as well as, you know, the Fagawi charities. They're going to have access to it, and Safe Money Radio with WIBC, or excuse me, Smart Money Radio. Apologize. It was the old show. Smart Money Radio is the new show with Casey Marks. And he's been so gracious to be able to help kind of support and sponsor us being able to come out here and document these stories. So I thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you.
That thing moved too many times. I think it's going to be fine.
It did a little bit of this and that, but yeah.
This is 100%. Yeah. This will be a little wobbly. It was great.
Whatever.
That was dope.
All right.
You covered a lot of shit.
Yeah. It's always a quiet one, you know?
Yeah, right? Whoa. Open up the floodgate. There you go.
I know. Sometimes I've dated girls who are like, I talked to a friend of yours, and she said you were kind of quiet, and then you're going a mile a minute. I'm like,